Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of sympathy to Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Ghazouani, who has been infected with the COVID-19 virus. Xi Jinping says he wishes the Mauritanian leader a speedy recovery. He says China firmly supports Mauritania in the anti-pandemic fight. Mauritania on Friday tightened restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. The government has banned all public gatherings and made it mandatory to wear protective masks in public places, including in markets, cafes, restaurants, and on public transportation. The Ministry of Emergency Management has sent a work team to quick-hit areas in northwest China's Qinghai province. The ministry initiated an emergency disaster relief response soon after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Menyuan County in Qinghai province early Saturday. It says the work team will support local people to check out the disaster situation, settle affected residents, and forecast the trend of the disaster. It says no casualties have been reported so far. The Chinese mainland on Friday reported 95 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. Of the new local cases, 46 were reported in Shanxi, 43 in Henan, 4 in Zhejiang, and 2 in Guangdong. The National Health Commission also reported 64 new imported cases in 10 provincial-level regions. Chile will begin offering a fourth shot of the coronavirus vaccine next week to immunocompromised citizens. It is the first country in Latin America and one of the few in the world to offer the extra dose. Neighboring Peru, meanwhile, is raising its alert level because of a rise of infections. Dan Collins reports.
At first, the fourth shot will be given only to immunocompromised citizens. Then in early February, this additional booster will be offered to anyone over the age of 55. If it's been at least 6 months since their last dose. Chile has one of the world's highest vaccination rates, having administered two doses to over 85% of the population. The move is in response to the worldwide spread of the highly transmissible COVID-19 Omicron variant, which has also hit Chile's neighbor Peru, causing a third wave of infections. Some two dozen provinces in the country have raised their pandemic alert levels and tightened restrictions due to a sharp rise in cases. Peru's Health Minister Hernando Ceballos says the average number of daily cases has increased 25% from the previous week. But Ceballos said that despite the jump in infections, the number of deaths in the country has only increased slightly. And he noted the majority of the deaths were among the unvaccinated.
British Health Secretary Sajid Javid says there will be a rocky few weeks ahead for the National Health Service as COVID cases continue to soar in the country.
We are still seeing rising hospitalizations, particularly with the case rate rising in older age groups. That is of concern. And I think we have to be honest, and when we look at the NHS, it will be a rocky few weeks ahead.
Javid's remarks came after two major incidents were declared in England due to pressures caused by the Omicron variant spread. Armed forces personnel have been deployed to support the NHS in London as hospitals grapple with staff shortages. The crew of China's Shenzhou 13 space mission has successfully completed the rendezvous and docking test between Tianzhou 2 cargo spacecraft and China Space Station. The test was finished at 7:55 a.m. Beijing time on Saturday, and was conducted by the crew members manually inside the space station core module Tianhe with the assistance from ground scientific and technical personnel. The cargo craft was first unlocked and separated from the space station core module before the test. The maneuver tests the capability of the space station to conduct docking with visiting unmanned spacecraft in the future. It came after the Chinese astronauts successfully conducted a transposition test of the cargo craft using the space station's robotic arm on Thursday. E-2-2, the lander and rover of China's Chang'e-4 probe, has traveled over 1,000 meters on the far side of the moon. E-2-2 is currently in the mission's 38th lunar day. The lunar probe was launched on December 8, 2018. It made a soft landing on the far side of the moon on January 3rd, 2019. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.